I love reading and I love stories. I think my favorite thing is finding a story such as Cinderella, which is a variation of what we're actually going to listen to in a few minutes. And no matter what it is, it's the same concept, no matter where the story came from. The particular version of Cinderella is a different take on it, actually. One that I haven't seen before. It's actually a Native American version that was actually compiled by a gentleman from Canada. So this is a Native American Canadian version of Cinderella from the Native culture. Unfortunately, I can't find what tribe it's in, but my goodness, can you see how storytelling has evolved in the way that all the stories fit together so beautifully with the same morals, the same way, yet have enough difference to where it's not the same. Because I've personally never heard a Cinderella story like this before. And I'm actually really excited to present this one to you. So, without further ado, The Indian Cinderella, as read by Jennifer Haskell, collected by Cypress Macmillan in 1920. On the shores of a wide bay along the Atlantic coast, there dwelt a great Indian warrior. It is said that he had been one of Glooskap's best helpers and friends, and that he had done many a wonderful deeds, but that no man knows him. He had, however, a very wonderful and strange power. He could make himself invisible, and thus could mingle unseen with his enemies and listen to their plots. He was known among his people as Strong Wind, the Invisible. He dwelt with his sister in a tent near the sea, and his sisters helped him greatly in his work. Many maidens would have been glad to marry him, and he was much sought after because of his mighty deeds. And it was known that Strong Wind would marry the first maiden who could see him when he came home at night. Many made the trial, but it was a very long, long time before one was successful. Strong Wind used a clever trick to twist the truthfulness of all who sought to win him. Every evening, as day went down, his sister walked along the beach with any girl who wished to make the trial. His sisters could always see him, but no one else could. And as he came home from work in the twilight, his sisters saw him drawing near and would ask the girl who sought his hand, "Do you see him?" And each girl would falsely answer, "Yes." And then his sister would ask, "With what does he draw his sled?" And each girl would answer, "With the hide of a moose, or with a pole, or with a great cord." And then his sister would know that they had in fact lied, for their answers were mere guesses. Many tried and lied and failed, and for Strong Wind would not marry any who were untruthful. There lived in the village a great chief who had three daughters. Their mother had been long dead. One of these was much younger than the others. She was very beautiful and gentle and well-loved by all, and for that reason her older sisters were very jealous of her and treated her very cruelly. They clothed her in rags so that she might be ugly, and they cut off her long black hair, and they burned her face with coals from the fire so that she may be scarred and disfigured. And they lied to their father, telling him that she had done all these things to herself. But the young girl was patient, and kept her gentle heart, and gladly went about her work. Like the other girls, the chief's two eldest daughters tried to win Strong Wind. One evening, as the day went down, they walked to the shore along with Strong Wind's sister and waited for his coming. Soon they came home from work, drawing his sled, and his sister asked the usual, "Do you see him?" And each one lying answered, "Yes." And then they asked, "What is his shoulder strap made of?" And each guessing said, "Of rawhide?" Then they entered the tent where they hoped to see Strong Wind eating his supper, and when he took off his coat and moccasins, they could see him. But more than these, they saw nothing, and Strong Wind knew that they had lied, and he kept himself from their sight, and they went home in dismay. One day, the chief's youngest daughter, with her rags and burnt face, resolved to seek Strong Wind. She patched her clothes with bits of birch bark from the trees and put on a few little ornaments that she had possessed and went forth to try to see the invisible one as all the other girls in the village had done before. And her sisters laughed and called her a fool, and as she passed along the road, all the people laughed at her because of her tattered frock, her burnt face, but silently she went her way. Strong Wind's sister received the girl kindly, and at twilight took her to the beach. Soon Strong Wind came home, drawing his sled, and his sister asked, "Do you see him?" The girl answered, "No." And the sister wondered greatly because she had spoken the truth. And again she asked, "Do you see him now?" And the girl answered, "Yes, and he is wonderful." And then she asked, "With what does he draw his sled?" And the girl answered, "With the rainbow." And she was much afraid. And she asked further, "Of what is his bowstring?" And this girl answered, "His bowstring is of the Milky Way." Then Strong Wind's sister knew that the girl had spoken the truth at first and that her brother had made himself visible to her. And then she said, "Truly, you have seen him." And she took her home, bathed her, and all the scars disappeared from her face and body, and her hair grew back long and black, like the raven's wing, and she gave her fine clothes to wear and many rich ornaments. Then she bade herself to take the wife's seat in the tent. Soon Strong Wind entered and sat beside her and called her his bride. The very next day she became his wife, and afterwards she helped him do many great deeds. The girl's two elder sisters were very cross, and they wondered greatly at what had taken place. But Strong Wind, who knew of their cruelty, resolved to punish them. Using his great power, he changed them both into aspen trees and rooted them to the earth. And since that day, the leaves of the aspen have always trembled, and they shiver in fear of the approaching Strong Wind. It matters not how softly he comes, for they are still mindful of his great power and anger because of their lies and their cruelty to their sister such long ago. The end.